Governor Andrew Cuomo, a close ally of President Joe Biden, says it's a new day with the inauguration of Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris. But as WXXI's Karen DeWitt reports, Cuomo says he remains concerned about the slow manufacture of vaccines that could finally end the COVID-19 pandemic.
Cuomo says he's thrilled to be able to say President Biden and believes the new president will bring a more loving and healing presence to the nation's leadership. The governor, who frequently sparred with former President Donald Trump, says the message of resiliency in Biden's speech matters.
And the president sets the tone. You know, the president is not just another person on Twitter normally. People look to the president. People listen to the president. The president is a leader. He is a tone setter. And when he is strong enough to use words like love, like healing, that's a special person. Because it's hard to show your soul that way. It's hard to be that honest and that authentic. And that's who Joe Biden is.
Cuomo says he chose not to attend the inauguration because he did not want to leave Albany when there were threats of potentially violent pro-Trump protests at all 50 state capitals. The security at New York's Capitol has been hardened in recent days with street closures, chain-link fences, and concrete barriers. State troopers, some with assault rifles, and National Guard members have been patrolling outside and inside the building. But the protests did not materialize. Only one demonstrator was spotted, Cuomo says.
We all watched what happened in Washington, so I didn't want to take any chances. As it turns out, the demonstration in New York was, I think it's fair to say, less robust than anticipated.
The governor spoke during a briefing on the coronavirus, where he reported that the statewide positivity rate is at 6.84% and that 185 New Yorkers died of the disease on Tuesday. Four new cases of the more contagious UK variant of the virus have been found, two in Saratoga and two in Suffolk County. For the second week in a row, New York will be receiving less than the expected doses of vaccine. It will get 250,000 instead of 300,000. 7 million New Yorkers, those 65 and older and essential workers, are the only ones eligible for the vaccine presently.
We don't have enough supply. We don't. And at this rate of supply, it takes 7.5 months to get enough vaccine for the currently eligible population.
The governor says he hopes President Biden will be able to follow up on his promise to ramp up production soon. Cuomo also says he got an answer to his Monday letter asking Pfizer to sell vaccine directly to New York. He's told that it's illegal because the vaccine manufacturers are operating under a federal emergency order that limits their ability to sell the drug to anyone other than the federal government. In Albany, Karen DeWitt, WXXI News.